Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le soifu, Malelangi mama, Kia orana, Malo elelei, Fakalofa lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele mele puka, Mau, Mai teama, Emomo lava piki, Pete tato tamana italangi, Motana tauhinga, Manahaka manuyanga, Mugitato uma. Mate ola mate maalohi ku maue ki tātou, tau ka tino in tātou tamohaina bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mahalo ni mahanga he tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ia ma East Tamaki Healthcare, mo te ngālui mahalohi ma te tautua mo a tātou kāinga pahe huika i Aotearoa New Zealand. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pasifika families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pasifika people and for those who are serving our Pasifika population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mahalo ni, Te Ama.
And good morning, talofa lava, mahalo le soifua, malelangi mama. Praise the Lord for waking us up this beautiful new morning. And this morning we are blessed and privileged to have Miss Fonoifa for Seumanu McFarland as our very special guest with us in the studio right now, right here with us. But before we continue, as we normally do, we would like to open our program this morning with the word of prayer.
Everyone bow your ears, close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day that you have bestowed upon us today. I pray, Lord, that you'll be with each and every one of us. I pray you'll bless our listeners who have tuned in today, and I pray that you'll be with the radio hosts who are about to interview me, and bless me as well, Lord. I pray that the messages that we are trying to portray will come out clear for all our listeners, and that everyone today will be able to take a new piece of information away with them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Wa o mishia
Welcome back to our beautiful listeners this morning. Yes, I can see the wind through the window with the trees kind of just swaying back and forth. But praise God that we woke up this morning. Some people didn't wake up. And tonight will be somebody's last good night. But we continue to thank God for his blessings upon us and our families. Mm-hmm. And right now I would like to introduce to you our beautiful guest speaker this morning, and it's Fono Ifafo Selmanu McFarland. She is a public health nurse who works for County's Manukau Health. Mm. Besides being a nurse, Fono Ifafo was recently crowned Miss Samoa New Zealand 2019. Her goals for her reign is to use this platform to promote health awareness, connect with Pacifica providers, and advocate for tertiary level education to our Pacifica youth. And Fono Ifafo is also a part-time postgraduate student and also a cultural dance and enthusiast. And of course, I have with me again our manager from Tamaki Health, Lorenzo Kaisara, who is the community liaison manager and with us here right now. And he will be now interviewing or talking with Fono Ifafo with regards to the measles, and we're looking forward to this talk that is badly needed, as there is a lot of what is happening with regards to the measles here, especially in South Auckland. So talo falava, lawa fionga, fono ifafo, malo le soifua.
Thank you for having me. Talo falava, everyone, to everyone who's tuned in.
And also welcome again, Kaisara.
It is, you know, also a blessing to be here again every Tuesday. Thank you so much to our lovely listeners who are tuning in this morning. Beautiful morning, eh, Fale?
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, I know I just said that. Praise God that I woke up this morning.
Absolutely. You know? I think we should be thankful. Every morning you wake up and you are alive,
yes,
you should always thank God first for giving you that gift of life.
Amen.
Amen.
And wishing everyone good health.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, so, Fale, you mentioned that we've got our guest from Metamore Hospital.
Yes.
Let's get on with our interview.
Yes, please.
Because I know our listeners and the people that are watching us on Facebook Live, they are very, very keen to hear about measles outbreak as well as immunization, not only in Auckland, Auckland-wide, but particular in South Auckland. Now, good morning, Taro Whairau Vionga. Good morning,
Manuia Fafzai, Wamai Oi.
Yeah, Olova Bena Fuor Manuia Ile, Alofa Malanga Lele Tua Fono. Now, talk to me. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yep, so for all our listeners who have tuned in, my name is Fono Ifafo Nancy McFarlane Silmanu. I'm 23 years of age. I come from the villages of Salilolonga, Sifabali'i, Avao, Aleisa, Litongo, and American, and Malaimi in American Samoa. My profession, I'm a pediatric public health nurse. I work for Kids First Public Health under Counties Monaco. And as you guys may have just heard, I was also recently crowned a Miss Samoa New Zealand 2019-2020. So I will be representing the Samoan community here in New Zealand at the Te Wila Festival, which is held annually in Samoa next month.
Wow, we have the newly crowned Miss Samoa New Zealand on the program with us today. Wow, homai te paki paki whānau, homai te paki paki. Now, whānau, our topic today, measles outbreak in South Auckland. It is a serious disease. Now, talk to me about immunization. What is immunization?
Yeah, immunization is the best way of stopping the spread of infectious diseases, and it keeps the individuals well. It involves medicine or vaccine, usually given to well and healthy people, to help the body's immune system fight against harmful bacteria or viruses that can cause serious diseases and can often lead to hospitalizations and in some cases even death. If it progresses and requires hospitalizations, that would mean time off from work, time off from studies, time off from school, not to mention the emotional and physical toll it can take and financial toll that it can cause. So yeah, the vaccinations protect us and our families against various diseases, some of which include hepatitis B, whooping cough, chickenpox, tetanus, and the measles.
Here now for fuma made a man of Tato Watunu Samoa, or of a pen now, and for Tatanoa, yearly summa for ya for no for 4 years, only to my tie for Palaine, the Tulanga, or Mr. Moon New Zealand. The Alan Matal Talanoa, Lene, and Nitaia, Ile for my little Missella. The old tofa fuma my Ile Tulanga Pion Sangoa, here to my tie, Tausima Yafono, Ile Matu ya. Elengatelia or fainga tar fa mainon misela le wo pepesi maina mata mai lava ya mati ona pepesi fa mai nei ole misela I South Auckland ia po Aukilani elengatelia ole wo fa ya tu fa fo tu Aukilani nisi fo yo vaenga ni sila. Now for no, the measles outbreak is rapidly rising in Auckland, particularly in South Auckland. What should our whānau or our tamariki, our families, our āinga do to stay protected?
Yeah, our whānau need to check their immunisation status. Check your children's immunisation status. If they're over the age of 4 years, check if they've had their two doses of the MMR vaccine. One dose protects up to 95% of the population, and then the second dose protects up to 99% of the population. So it's important that we're making sure families are getting both doses. Babies can also now get their first dose of MMR at 12 months. It used to be 15 months, but you can get it now at 12 months in Auckland only, and that's because of the outbreak that's happened with measles. So yeah, that's what our families can do.
And how's things going at Metamore Hospital within your team?
Yes. Well, so I work in the community, and a lot of the work that we do is more so on the prevention side of things. And from our end, we've been following up with kids who've started primary school and have missed out on their doses from a younger age. So our job is to try and catch them up and do that as quickly as possible, to ensure that they aren't exposed to measles. Because, as you've said, there is an outbreak. Yeah.
That's great that you also do. There's a follow-up process. So if kids misses out on their immunization, on being immunized, you guys are out there not only promoting, but also making sure that our young people, our young kids, are getting immunized, right?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Awesome work, Pono. Now, talk to me about why should my kids get immunized?
Yep. So in regards or a reference to measles, the measles is a serious disease which can lead to long-term complications. For example, the pneumonia, which is an infection of the lungs. It can also cause a swelling of the brain, which can lead to seizures and vomiting and headaches and all sorts of complications. In rare cases, it can also lead to death.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why there's a huge push around it. It's highly infectious and especially dangerous for pregnant women, babies, and people who have weakened immune systems.
Okay. Fono, another question we have for you, and this is a very common question from our community. So all this question I'm asking today are feedback from our community. Okay, now talk to me. What are the key immunizations children, young people should get?
So the key immunizations that our children should get are all the ones that are offered at preschool. So the preschool immunizations, which are also free at your family doctors. And that includes the diphtheria, which is a serious infection of the nose and throat. The tetanus, which affects your nerves and can cause muscle spasms. Whooping cough, polio, hepatitis B, measles, mumps, and rubella, and chickenpox. So all of these you can be protected from if you have your immunizations from preschool.
Nice. And where can our... So, say, for example, if a kid is not at a preschool, where can this kid be immunized or get immunized?
At the doctors.
At doctors?
Yeah. So you don't necessarily have to attend a preschool to be immunized. It's called the preschool immunization because those are the vaccinations that you get sort of before you start preschool. But anyone who's listening, you can get it done at your family doctors. If you're unsure if you've had it done or not, it's always safe to call your doctors and just to ask, because we have this thing called the NIR, National Immunization Register, which keeps track of all the immunizations we've received.
And our listeners there, they want to know whether is it free?
It's free. All free, guys.
That's great. So it is free. Make sure you get yourself and your kids immunized to be protected and stay protected from the measles outbreak. Now talk to me. If I or someone in my family just had a baby. I've got an 8-month baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Now, thank you, Fono. So if someone or I just had a baby, can they get immunization?
You can't. Your baby can get their first immunization, their measles vaccine, at 12 months. So the earliest you could get it back then was 15 months, but because of the recent outbreak, we've pushed it forward to 12 months. You can't get it any earlier than that. It's believed that the babies have antibodies that have been passed down from the mothers. So when mothers are breastfeeding their babies, they're passing on that protection. Babies should already be protected in that sense. But the best way to keep your baby safe is to ensure that everyone who surrounds the baby in your household, everyone in the household, are fully immunized against measles and against other recommended vaccinations. For example, the whooping cough, which babies are susceptible to.
Now, it is now called an outbreak. Now, since March, how many cases are there in Auckland?
I think as of this morning, we had 500 cases.
Wow. Now, that's a big number. Let me interrupt you right there, please. That's a very big number. Starting from one case, we now have how many again?
500. Over 500.
Over 500
yeah.
cases in Auckland. What about in South Auckland?
In South Auckland, I think just over 300.
Over 300. Wow, mm-hmm. that's a big number. That's a big number, you know, if consider, you know, consider the very small amount of time, you know, since March. It's yeah. only been 5 months now,
yeah.
and we have over 300 cases in South Auckland. So it is very, very important for our kids and our whānau to be immunized.
It is.
Now, talk to me, whānau, are there any side effects?
There, your vaccinations are generally safe, but some of the most common side effects include swelling at the site of injection.
Mm-hmm.
Another side effect is pain at the site of injection, fever that may last 24 to 48 hours. Very rarely do you experience more serious side effects, but in that case, we have doctors and nurses who ask you to wait 20 minutes after you get the injection so that they can safely monitor you. So should you have a serious reaction, you will have trained medical professionals who are there ready to help you.
Yeah. Now, I know you already mentioned that, you know, if you haven't been immunized or you want to get immunized, you go see your local GP.
Yeah.
Now, are there any other places to go to? Like, how and where do I get these immunizations?
At the hospital? You could get it at the hospital, yeah. But for in terms of easy access, it would be best to visit your family doctors of you know, a place you're already familiar with, and yeah.
Okay, and what about your team? Say if a preschool calls in and say, "Whānau, can your team come out and you know and deliver immunizations to our kids?"
Yeah, so we do deliver immunization programs yeah. as public health nurses, but we only do the year 7 and year 8, so that's the Boostrix.
Uh-huh.
So protecting them against diphtheria, tetanus and whooping cough,
mm-hmm.
and then the year 8 injection, which is the HPV, human papillomavirus, which protects them against different sorts of diseases, or cancers, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Now, are there anything else that you want to mention or elaborate on about the measles outbreak?
Pushing the importance of contacting your doctor to find out what your immunization status is if you can't remember. If you suspect that you have measles, so you have the symptoms of a runny nose, a really high fever, sore red eyes, a cough, then it is important that you call your doctor before you go in to the actual GP mm-hmm. practice. If you go in with these symptoms, you may be putting the public at risk.
At risk.
So please phone them and have that conversation with your doctor before actually going in so that when you go in, there's an isolated room ready for you to wait at, yeah?
Ia le manu le auwhaafunga ni tae au. Le auwhaafunga mai I le saunoanga malamalama le tumaita I a whono. I le tūlanga lea I le misela. I le ngata I lea. O le whainga leo tui pui pui ia. Ia o se staimi toi fo I mai tātou pūkalami. O lea la ta la vavairu fwe. O se staimi toi fo I mai tātou tātala noa tili I le wha ma I leo le misela. Ia masai fai atu nefisili tumaita I lea. A wao I o le misamo New Zealand.
Thank you.
Psalms 27, verse 1 and verse 14 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear, Lord? The Lord is the strength of my life. Shall I be afraid? Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. When I say on the Lord, when I say on the Lord is my life. My salvation.
atali mole tua, fa atali mole tua.
You've been listening to Fonoifafo Seu Manu McFarland, who is a public health nurse. Also, she was recently crowned Miss Samoa New Zealand 2019-2020. Our focus today is about measles vaccination, since we've got such a bad outbreak in Auckland, especially South Auckland. But this morning, I was actually talking with Fonoifafo before Lorenzo arrived, and I was surprised that to be told that she's actually a mother of five children. And so, Fonoifafo, would you like to share with our listeners? Would love to hear your story about being a mother for these five children.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for the opportunity. Last year, I had my niece and one niece and four nephews placed under my care by Oranga Tamariki. The kids were on the verge of being split into orphanage homes, and I was fortunate enough to be contacted at the very last minute. So my first interaction with Oranga Tamariki was when I left with the children, and I've had them since.
You're only 22, and you've been able to look after these five children. What's the youngest?
3 years old, and two, he was 1.5 at the time.
Yes, and the oldest?
13 now.
And you're a full-time worker as well?
Yes.
And as well as being the Miss Samoa New Zealand?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. So you young mothers that are listening in with regards to this Fonoifafo Seu Manu Fata McFarland, who is a public health nurse as well as a mother of five, can you share a little bit more that you are talking about vaccinations and at the same time you are walking the talk, making sure that your children their vaccinations up to date?
Yeah, I'm a I promote health everywhere, and that includes in my own home with and in reference to the children. With the measles outbreak, I wanted to ensure that they were fully immunized, and so by doing so, I had to contact their doctors and do a little bit of hunting for their information, some which weren't made available to myself as a healthcare professional, but I did so from a lens of a caregiver. So it's really important because, like I mentioned earlier, when you're unwell, it takes a toll on you, not only emotionally, physically, but also financially. And if you have sick children, you can imagine that's six sick days from work, and that's unpaid leave and for some parents. So it definitely has that huge impact. And that's why I'm a firm believer in preventing all of these health concerns from coming about, and just promoting health and healthy ways as much as possible.
Yes, and at home, as Samoans, you know, we were brought up with these values and principles, you know, the way that we were brought up as Samoan children, Samoan families. And how do you cope with those five children at home when they come to school? I know that we try and put in routines. And is that the case?
Yeah, these kids have adapted really well to the routines that I've put in for them, and it was routines that my parents put in for me. Mm-hmm. And I guess I had it a lot easier growing up because I had both my parents present in my life. My dad has always instilled the Christian values in myself, and I know that my faith is what's kept me going so strong, and my faith is what has made what makes me the person I am today, and the resilience that I have today is all because of my faith in God, my faith in my parents, and the love that I have for God, my parents, these kids, and the community.
You've answered that question that I was about to ask you very well. And so, we thank you so much, for making that commitment. We thank you also especially for making the time to be here with Lorenzo. And right now, thank you again that our listeners have been able to hear your story, a little bit about your background, and I know that you have a lot more to share. Over to you, Lorenzo, now. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, now over to myself, Nafono. Now, let's talk about a little bit about your journey as a Miss Samoa New Zealand. How did it start? Where did it start from? And where to from here?
Yeah, thank you, Lorenzo. How did it start? I've said this in one of my previous interviews. I wanted to make sure that I had a little bit of life experience, mm-hmm. and a little bit of experience in my professional career before actually submitting my application for Miss Samoa New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I don't consider myself a beautician or a ideal pageant winner. Mm-hmm. An ideal pageant winner to me would be someone thin and, fair, and I'm none of that. But I thought this year, given 3 years of working as a registered nurse and the experiences that I've had, obviously I've shared some with you guys in my personal life, those skills add value to who I am as a person, and I wanted to really share that on a platform that was recognized, and the Miss Samoa New Zealand is exactly that. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm Miss Samoa New Zealand, I want to really promote and be an advocate for health, so healthier lifestyles, healthier living, as well as tertiary level education, especially for our brown PIs who are living in South Auckland. I am a product of Ōtara, so I was born, raised, and I still serve in the heart of South Auckland, Ōtara. Mm-hmm. I think as Miss Samoa New Zealand, I'm in a position where I can inspire our PI teens who are out there listening and watching my every move right now, and that's important to me.
Okay, and so from here, you will be in Samoa next month, right? To represent our community and our Samoan people here in New Zealand. If you win the competition, what's your goal from there?
I haven't really thought that far ahead as to if I'd win. I haven't thought that far ahead. I do know, I've just learned recently that if you win, you're expected to stay in Samoa for a year.
For a year.
And serve in Samoa. So I think that would be a great opportunity for me to practice some of the skills that I've learned here in New Zealand. Yes. I am especially familiar in the areas of ear health and immunization and just health promotion. So if I can use those skills, utilize the skills that I've learned from here and use that in Samoa to help change better the lives of our children there, then that's my job done. So that would be my primary goal if I was in Samoa.
That's great. I'm sure you'll be a huge asset to the Ministry of Health in Samoa. Now, Whonui Whafo, McFarlane Se Manu is a woman of many talents, and I know Whono is a professional dancer. She's part of a Cook Island group called... what's that group called again?
Drums.
Oh my God, Jacob Sampson, please forgive me. The Drums of the Pacific. Now, Whono Ifafo is one of those dancers in the front row. in the front row. And she is a professional dancer. Now, Can we talk a little bit about that journey of yours? You know, you have many talents.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I'm always looking for ways to challenge myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been dancing in a dance group, Embrace Dance Group, for a couple of years, and that was amazing. That built on my foundation and my skills as a dancer. It's a multicultural dance group. And then I thought, look, I kind of want to learn more about the Cook Island culture because mm-hmm. I've got the Samoan sort of on lock.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to actually dance with live drums and just get the whole feel of the mm-hmm. Cook Island culture. And so I went and auditioned for Drums of the Pacific, and I guess they felt sorry for me, so they let me in. And I started on from there. So it's been 2.5 years mm-hmm. Since performing with the group, and I've really grown as a performer, so I really credit them for that. And we do a lot of shows, 5 to 6 shows a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of shows for the Samoan family.
Absolutely.
Samoan events. Yeah.
Weddings, birthdays.
Yep.
You know,
we've even danced at unveilings.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good idea. You know, it brings joy to and you know, and peace.
Especially life while you're still here on this earth.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
not? They've danced.
That's right.
It's a celebration.
Mm. Yeah. Now, as an agent or as a manager of Fonui Fafo McFarlane Seimanu, now you've heard that she is a young woman with many talents. She's a public health nurse. She's also the current Miss Samoa New Zealand, and she's a dancer, you know, professional dancer of the Drums of the Pacific. If you want to know anything about the measles outbreak immunization, or if you have any questions to ask our current Miss Samoa New Zealand, or if you want to book the Drums of the Pacific, you have to come through me, and then I'll liaise with Fonui Fafo. Now, send your questions. Fonui Fafo, she has a public page on Facebook, the Miss New Zealand Facebook page. If you have any questions for Fono, feel free to ask those questions. Now, is there anything else that you want to mention? Or do you have an encouragement for our young people out there who are at uni, studying very, very hard, doing health science or nursing or medicine?
Yeah, my encouragement would be we have stereotypes to break. We're not bound by the stereotypes that surround us. I grew up in Ōtara, born and raised, and I was confronted with, you know, these sorts of issues every day. I've seen firsthand the impact that low health literacy has on our PI families, and that's what inspired me to pursue a career in health.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've started that journey, always remember why you started, and if in times it gets hard and you feel like giving up, revert back to why you chose that the specific career. Yeah.
What an awesome advice for our young people out there who are studying very, very hard at uni, and those who are wagging, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Think about your parents. Okay. Yo now we'll draw for Fonga Mai is Fatalitanga Malisunga ya Fono Ifafo McFarlane Seimanu, ya only public health nurse, my Middlemore Hospital, ya Port Counties Manukau District Health Board, or ya Fulia ole Miss Samoa New Zealand Lua Fese Fulmaleva Lua Fel was full, Lewa Fasau near to Nay Oi and Mlanga to Samoa to Sangfo, ya Wad Tauvanga Miss. Ia ole a whaia lei tono tātu watu nui sā mō tau sanga fōi vai taimino te wila. O ia fōi o stasio sui ole au siva la wi loa to tono ni sila ole Drums of the Pacific. Ia, mōli atu lea ngā whaftai. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your words of encouragement for our young ones, and especially your tala noa on the immunizations and the measles outbreak. Whaftai tele whale, I have no further comments, and next week we'll bring something, you know, another health topic. But if you have anything that you want to hear, any health topic, let me know, and I'll try and bring a guest on the program, like for Fonui Fafo. Whaftai tele.
Would you like to give contact details so people can ring you, either yourself or Lorenzo?
Yeah, I have an Instagram page.
Yes.
Follow me on Instagram at Fonui Fafo. No, we have our public health nurses number if you have any questions on 09270 9060. Alternatively, or the best people to contact would be your doctors if you have health concerns, or you can contact the health line 0800 611 116. They have trained medical professionals who are available to give advice at any time. And follow, if you wish to follow my Miss Samoa journey, you can like the Miss Samoa New Zealand page on Facebook. We'll be going next month, and we will have a videographer following us everywhere, so we will keep you all updated every day.
At this time, I would like to take the opportunity on behalf of Te Ama to thank you so very much to you, Fono Ifafo, Seomanu Fata McFarland, and especially for being that special mom to your five children. May God continue to bless you as you being a mother at such a young age, as well as also with your travel that you were recently crowned Miss Samoa New Zealand 2019 to 2020. And love goes with you.
Thank you.
And go well with the blessings of God.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Is there one last message that you'd like to leave with your listeners right now?
I'll just say God is good and everything is possible with God on your side.
Amen. The last one. Lorenzo, last comment?
Look, I just want to say to our whānau, like, don't wait until it's too late. You know, you have to get your kids immunized, and you have to take advantage of all these free health opportunities. So, you know, if you don't have a transport to take your kid to see your GP, call your GP. They have health coaches. They have community health workers who might be able to provide transport for you. You know, but don't wait until it is too late.
Thank you. And you have been listening to Fono Ifafo Seomanu McFarland, and she is a public health nurse who works for County's Manukau Health. Besides being a nurse, Fono Ifafo was recently crowned Miss Samoa New Zealand 2019-2020. Her goals for her reign is to use this platform to promote health awareness, connect with Pacifica providers, and advocate for tertiary level education to our Pacifica youth. Fono Ifafo is also a part-time postgraduate student and also a cultural dance enthusiast. So right now, we'd like to thank you to all our beautiful listeners, and we'll be back again, same place, same time next week. God bless you all.